This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Patricia DeBobes, PATRICIADEBOBES. Date of birth 02/21/1955. Date of appointment June 15, 2023. Requesting physician Sandita Redam Magari, SANDITAREDDAMMAGARI. Dear Dr. Reda Magari, I have the pleasure of seeing Patricia DeBose today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 68-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. Who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 5/18/2023 because of the headache and visual loss. She was confused also. There was no weakness, no numbness. MRI of the brain done in the hospital, which shows acute infarction involving the right occipital lobe, posterior medial aspect of the right temporal lobe, and posterior aspect of the right corpus callosum and thalamus. CTA of the neck done, which shows mild atherosclerotic changes. CT of the head done, which shows occlusion of the distal P2 segment of the right posterior cerebral artery. Patient was started on Eliquis, aspirin, and Lipitor, and sent to the subacute rehab in Fulton Center for rehabilitation. Today she is here to follow up in my office. Past medical history, stroke, diabetes mellitus, depression, anxiety, hypertension, GERD, kidney problem, past surgical history, none, allergy, contrast media, oxycodone, penicillin, sulfa, tetanus, vaccine, socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the nursing home. Family is unable to obtain medication, aspirin 81 milligram, PO daily, nifedipine, divalproex sodium 500 milligram daily, amiodarone, Eliquis 5 milligram 2 times daily, pantoprazole, venlafaxine 75 milligram daily, sucralfate, famotidine, tamsulosin, Tradjenta, insulin, ondansetron, melatonin, trazodone 50 milligram daily, lorazepam 0.5 milligram daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligram 2 tablet daily, ondansetron. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that that she is having a visual loss and some left-sided weakness. Physical examination, blood pressure 90 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, but anemia present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no fascia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is a left visual field defect present, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength, right side at 5 over 5, left side at 4.5 over 5, deep tendon reflex is 2 over 4, plantar response is flexor, sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. She came in the wheelchair. She has a left visual field defect present. Assessment and plan. ...68-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right occipital stroke. Number two, posterior medial aspect of the right temporal lobe stroke. Number three, right corpus callosum and thalamus stroke. Number four, peripheral neuropathy. Number five, visual field defect. Number six, depression. Number seven, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily. Aleck is 5 milligram, 2 times daily. And atorvastatin, 40 milligram, 2 tablet daily. Patient is also taking venlafaxine, 75 milligram daily, and divalproex sodium, 500 milligram daily. She is on trazodone and lorazepam also. Please continue the physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Patient clinically has anemia. She needs workup for that. And her blood pressure is low. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.